Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 92. Thank you, everyone, for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is your host, The Nard, and I'm here live in South Padre Island. And I have special guests here. It's Michael and, well, okay.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so, yeah, we're here for the weekend, and we're recording using my portable thingy. So we're recording here in their bedroom, and we're watching a Bear Films video. Yeah, and it's very distracting while we're doing this recording.
Actually, we're in the motel room, not in our bedroom.
Oh, but yeah, it's a motel room.
A motel room sounds a little better, I think.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, we're here for the weekend, and too bad you didn't you weren't able to join us, Michael, for this morning when we went. No, not morning. This afternoon for the for breakfast and for the dolphin tour that we did. Have you been here before?
Yes, I've been on the dolphin tour several times. It's always something that I like to do when. I have visitors that are from outside the valley that haven't been to the island before. I think it's a really neat way to show people a little bit about what the island's like and the animals and the marine life around here.
Yeah, we went there this afternoon, and after breakfast, and then we went there around 1:30. We got on the dolphin tour, and the water's really, really strong, and it was really rough when you go farther off. And then we saw lots of, how do they call it, pods of dolphins.
Pods of dolphins, yes. So you went out past the cove,
past
the jetty where the waters are rougher, and you bounce around a lot, right?
Yeah, it was pretty scary, but it's okay. We just held on the railing and stuff, and we survived. And later on, the captain casted a net. A small net, so they could catch some fish and whatever they could catch. About half, or it was there for a half hour.
What did you catch?
What did
he show you?
We got a what did we get? We got starfish. What else did we get? Starfish.
Stingray.
Stingray, and
any sea urchins?
Catfish. No sea urchins. We got a
any merman?
No merman.
No merman.
Just gaming on the boat.
Oh, okay.
No
meme.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we just we got a blowfish, which later on the captain took it by his hands and blew on it, and it made that
inflate.
It made it inflate.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's kind of weird looking, but it's awesome. But how come they don't hand it around? I don't think they can hand it around. They did pass around the starfish.
It doesn't have spines?
Yes, it does. Yes, it did.
A little, like, kind of a spiny. I probably don't want people to get, I don't know, cuts or infected or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The only thing I know about marine biology really is the Long John Silvers. I don't know a whole bunch more beyond that. I'm glad you had a good trip. I've done it several times, and sometimes it's really neat, and it's like it's advertised, and there's dolphins cavorting all around you, and it's great. And other times, there's, one lonely dolphin in the distance, and, they just drag up an old shoe or something like that. So I'm glad you had a good time, because the valley's kind of special. The island's kind of special with some of our marine life around here.
Yeah, that's right. And, the dolphins are also awesome, Dave, when they were... Well, I took videos of it. Probably I'll post it in the feed. So you guys listening, maybe watch out for the video I'm going to post about those dolphins. They're pretty awesome. They're pretty cute. And today is a Saturday. Today is November 5th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah.
Have you told them where you're at? That you're at South Padre Island?
Yeah.
You said that? I'm sorry.
Doing it live at South Padre Island.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll be able to edit some of this.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Maybe not. We're here staying at the upper deck. It's the same place we stayed in last March. And that was the first time we met Ruel and Michael there. And now we're here again. We're having fun here at the island.
Reunited, I feel so good.
Yeah. Well, talking about trips, I'm always on the trip. I guess last week I was in New Orleans. Now I'm in South Padre Island. I don't know where I'm going to meet next. How about you? Do you have any trips planned on your part?
I am going to Las Vegas to see Barbara Streisand. No comments, please. No comments from the peanut gallery.
You're the gay.
I'm going.
You're so gay.
I'm going to go see Barbara Streisand and. Coming from a man who just saw Duran Duran and the Scissor Sisters, I don't know what the comments are about. But
oh, no, I haven't seen
that. Oh, you okay, just Duran Duran, right?
Just Duran Duran.
At Voodoo Fest, was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you saw Flaming Lips and...
And Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was great. That was last week, but this weekend... Oh, no. No, we haven't gone any concerts yet. I think Mike saw The Cult last Tuesday, so... we don't have any plans for now. I think we're going to go to Maine in December, but that's a long time from now.
Oh, wow.
Probably a podcast from there. But yeah, so what your Thanksgiving plan is to go to Las Vegas.
Yes, well, actually the weekend before Thanksgiving on November 18th. I'm going to go to Las Vegas for the weekend and see the Streisand concert. Hopefully she won't yell any obscenities off the stage at people like she has in the past in New York City, I guess. Mm-hmm. And might have to sit through her George Bush commentary, but it's worth it because, I've been a fan of hers for maybe 30 years, you know, and I know it's a bit stereotypical, but hey, too bad. I like her, so...
Uh-huh. Have you seen her before? Have you watched her before?
No, never. She's only done something like 70 concerts in her whole career.
Oh, really? Okay.
If you had a fantasy concert that you would like to go to, what would it be?
Right now? I don't know. Let me see. Probably a heavy metal concert, like probably Metallica or any new ones right now. Probably an Evanescence concert. That'd be good.
Really? That would be, that would be cool for you?
I haven't seen them live. I've seen Metallica live before. And Mike hates Metallica. I don't
really?
Know
what was the best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, let me see.
Because I haven't been anywhere. I've seen Cher. I've seen the Blue Man.
A guy who's going to watch Barbara Streisand. You've seen Cher.
Seen Cher. I've seen Blue Man Group. I've seen David Copperfield.
David Copperfield.
That's it. Yes. Yeah.
What trick was David Copperfield doing then?
Pardon me?
Well,
I don't remember his name, but he was doing a show. He was just doing a David Copperfield show. It was a show supposedly about his father, and supposedly he transported audience members to Hawaii or something like that.
Oh gosh!
But it was fun to watch. But I feel like I should go see a Motley Crue concert now or something just to butch myself up a little bit or something. But it's not going to happen. Although I would love to see Scissor Sisters.
Yes.
Although they're not that butch either, but I would love to see them.
Yeah. Mike was telling me about Scissor Sisters. Well, Baby Daddy was in New Orleans and he had bad hair. And
oh, no.
Yeah, he had bad hair. So the guys were saying... Your baby daddy, can you wear your hat, please? Something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Mike was telling about it. Yeah. It doesn't look good without a hat.
See, if you're going to be a fan of someone, you can't be fickle. You have to stick with that person through all their stages and phases and everything like that. I wonder if baby daddy feels like he has to overcompensate or something, or has to be as glamorous as Jake Shears or...
Didn't you say he kind of changed after the two albums?
I think he looks a little different now than he did after the first album, yes. You know, I'm not an obsessed fan of Scissor Sisters, but I've been kind of following them, and I think he's changed a little bit. I think he needs to go back, lose the 70s disco look, and kind of go back to the more natural t-shirt and jeans stuff.
Yeah,
you know, That works for him better, I think.
Having just
if you're out there, baby daddy, I can be contacted at. You know. If you need a style consultant.
Oh, you're into baby daddy, huh? You like him, don't you?
I do. I think I like. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably when if you ever visit to New Orleans and they play there, what do you think? You'll catch them definitely at Lafitte at the bars there.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, he always goes out to the bars.
Well, if you hear them coming, you'll have to let me know, and I'll save up my Southwest reward points to go stalk baby daddy in New Orleans. I'm sure I'm just what he's looking for.
That's right. But anyway, so what are we going to do tonight? We're going to have some fajitas.
Fajitas. Fajitas.
Fajitas. I just like calling it fajitas.
It sounds too much like vaginas.
I know.
We're going to have some vaginas.
Yeah. And we're thinking of... I was hoping to go to an Italian restaurant. I'm kind of in the mood, but...
There is a nice one across the bridge. We can go. A nice one called Marcello's.
I think we passed by that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's right by the lighthouse.
Oh, that far. But the one over here, there's one here near in the island. But there's another one...
There's a billboard for Marcello's restaurant here on the island. I'm sure there are Italian restaurants here on the island. I can't remember the names of them. Maybe Rovan's is Italian, I think.
Yeah, we can try it out. Or maybe just stick out with fajitas tonight. So. Okay. we'll wing it.
Okay.
So tomorrow, tomorrow Sunday, we're going to probably just, I don't know, early morning, because we fly around 1 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm.
Probably this show would come out probably Monday or Tuesday. We'll see what happens. But anyway, we're going to take a break, and we're going to have some bear events for you guys, and we'll catch you in a bit. Okay, before I go on, I would like to send birthday greetings to Bear Polly. Yeah, he's Bear Polly Live Journal, and then Bear 411. Happy birthday, man. I hope you're having a good one. Okay, International German Bear Pride Week in Cologne. Wow, that's going to be in on November 21st, 27th. It's Pride Week, International German Bear Pride Week in the heart of Germany's bear community, Cologne. Okay, this year we want to take you on a journey to the most exciting bear beaches around the world. So come and join us, beach bears. It will be an entire week packed with events of all kinds, and we are sure you will have a fantastic stay in Cologne. Okay, so visit the website at bearscologne.de. Alright, how about in Fort Lauderdale? Of course, Wolf Fest 2006 on November 23rd. Okay, so it's in Fort Lauderdale. I've been there before. I went to Fort Lauderdale for Wolf Fest. Mike and I didn't know it was Wolf Fest back in 2004, and we were there at the Elysian on that Sunday, and it was fun seeing all the bears, and got to see a couple of friends of mine from Houston. They're Rob and Mark, who live there now. And yeah, it's great to hang out in Fort Lauderdale, even checking out the bars like the Bell's Filling Station. And it's a lot of things to do there in Fort Lauderdale, especially during Wolf Fest. Okay, so that's November 23rd. Okay, let me read their blurb here. Men that make you say wolf. Okay, we strive to create an environment for men to gather and celebrate life in a setting of love, positive energy, and brotherhood. You know what? When I was there, I was able to talk to... I think we went to Cubbyhole. Is that right, Cubbyhole? And I met up with the then president of the Bears of South Florida. And he was actually telling me that there are about 800 members there. Wow, that's a big, big group. So, yes, check their website at... let me see the website. Wolffest.com, of course. Wolffest.com. Yeah, let me check the website. Yeah, let me see. Hold on. Okay, pretty slow. Hold on. Come on! Got it. Okay. While waiting for it to load... Oh, God. Oh, there you go. Okay. I think it's got a lot of... flash animation. Oh, that's why there's music. Okay, they have run packages. Oh, run packages are available online until Monday, November 20th. So, guys, if you're going to sign up, go ahead and sign up. Go to wolffest.com. And, the ticket sales, $90. Yeah, check it out. All right, it's Monday that I'm getting this episode out. It's going to be election day tomorrow, so guys, vote wisely, okay? And probably we'll talk about it next week
the results. I don't know what Roy and I are going to talk about next week. We'll see. Last weekend, where I did all these recordings, when I was in South Padre Island, it's actually the same weekend as the Bears in Houston, the Houston area Bears, went to Texas Renaissance Festival and had their Bears in the Woods in Huntsville, was it? Yeah, and I missed all those. And, well, this plan, this trip to South Padre Island was, we planned this a few months ago. And I missed a lot. Also, a couple of friends of mine, well, many of my friends are camping, went camping that weekend, so so many things I missed. Well, you can only choose one. If only I could divide myself into many nards, I guess it would help, huh? Okay, so let's go back to the guys in South Padre Island.
Hey guys, it's Sunday, and we're here at Jerry and Joe's room, and we're getting ready for breakfast, and we're just chatting, we're just getting ready to go, everybody's leaving. So, Jerry, I have here Jerry, Jim, Michael, and Joe in the room, in their room. Say hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay. We're nude.
They're nude, yes. That's right. They're about to put their clothes on. No, don't. Okay. Okay. All right, so how was your weekend, guys? How do you find this weekend?
Oh, it's been great. We got down here on Friday. We had a group hug in the hot tub. It was quite a group hug. 11 bears hugging in the hot tub.
We looked down and realized there was no water left in the tub.
Oh, 11?
11 of us. And then on Saturday, this group roped me into going over to Mexico.
Yeah, arriba, arriba, arriba.
And we had a great time. They outed me 3 times.
Why? How?
Oh, it was terrible. This guy was trying to sell us some necklaces, and then he figured out we weren't going to buy the necklaces, so he asked.
He wanted us to get a puta.
Do you guys like women? And someone said no.
No.
He says we're homos.
I said we're homos.
And so then we went into this bar, and this lady asked us, do we know where the big bar is in St. Louis for sporting events? They were Americans. And one of them said, no, but we can tell you where the gay bars are.
Oh, okay.
And then last was...
And they still liked us.
Oh, yeah, they liked us.
They liked us.
Then we decided we would go have a beer. We found a place to get beers for 75 cents. Cool place.
That's cheap.
Then this beautiful Mexican wanted to shine our shoes. Oh, my God. Did he make money at our table?
He shined 5 pairs of shoes.
5 pairs.
With his tongue?
Oh, yeah. He actually used his tongue on one of them.
He gave me a spit shine.
And then, but he even did our tennis shoes. All we wanted to do was look at him. And then I tried to get him to unbutton his shirt.
He did. Oh,
he unbuttoned them, too.
He gave us a belly shot. And then he insinuated he was going to undo his zipper.
Yeah.
Are you serious? This is across the border, right?
Yes. but we had he wouldn't show us anymore. But that
we
was
had
our
a great time.
That was our trip to Mexico.
He was just trying to get some more money out of us, but it worked. That's nice. The thing about it.
Then we came back to the hotel, and one of our friends was cooking dinner, and he did chicken and beef fajitas, and it was a feast amongst feasts. It was really super. It was really,
we
really
had vaginas, yes. They were well
so,
cooked, though.
Our weekend, we've had a blast down here for this impromptu bear meeting.
Yeah.
It was
just
fun.
A really relaxed weekend.
Yeah, but I'm gonna move over here.
Yes.
So, Jim, what did you buy at the across the border?
Oh, we bought a hand. I don't know if it was hand carved, but a carved,
hand
carved ironwood bear.
Okay.
It's beautiful. And we got them down from $35 to $20. It was beautiful.
Huge.
Wood bear.
A wooden bear, a carved bear. Let me see one.
It's a...
No, look what Joe
got. Oh, what did you get?
Tequila.
Tequila in a gun? In a plastic gun?
There's a bottle. The shape of a
gun. A shape of a gun.
It's supposed to have a stand. But
you're going to drive, right?
Hopefully Mark won't listen to this. Because it's going to be a gift for Mark.
Oh, okay. Mark, don't listen. Oops.
And then I I had to get the one with the worms.
Oh, I was seeing the worm tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for real.
There's
okay.
Two.
There are two worms in this tequila.
Dos gusanos.
Mezcal joven dos. What is it?
Gusanos.
Gusanos.
Yeah, worm.
Let me see. There's a number supposedly here that indicates the grade, something like that.
Oh.
Anyway.
I don't know.
No. 834, I think that's it. Yeah, that's awesome. Wow, okay. So I guess you guys had a great time this weekend.
Don't put this on there.
Oh my God. I saw three. I saw three of those. All right, so, okay, thank you guys for joining me in the show. And, yay. Oh, yeah, wait, hold on. One of our sponsors is here. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You have to go out to my website. It's www.mygano.excel/cafe.biz. And have some healthy coffee.
Oh,
I have shared the coffee with our friends here this weekend. One of the coffees gives you extra energy, if you know what I mean.
Is that why I fucked all weekend?
Oh, be careful.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Thanks, Maynard.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Bye. Okay, say bye.
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 See you in, what, March?
Oh, yeah, March. Bears to the Coast. I'll keep you guys updated about it, okay?
Yeah, we'll be back.
I'll be back. Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
You guys heard my friends there in South Padre Island. Yeah, in this episode, I'd like to feature SWTX Cowboys in Bear 411. They're Michael and Jim. Yeah, you heard them in the audio a while ago. And yeah, they're from Austin. And let me read their profile here, okay? Playful bears that enjoy other bears and cubs. We love doing everything together. Enjoy music of all kinds and really love living in the live music capital of the world. Yeah, Austin. Yeah, feel free to give us a shout. We promise not to bite too hard. Okay, so yeah, they're SWTX Cowboys. I'll put the link on the website. If you guys get to see them online, just say hi. Okay, it's past 10 o'clock and we're looking for a Dairy Queen here in South Padre Island. It's closed.
And we don't mean a milkmaid.
Uh-huh. And now we go around. It's like Harold and Kumar goes to White Castle. We couldn't find the right shake or the right dessert we're gonna have.
What
so
was the movie about them looking for White Castle?
Yeah, we're looking for White Castle. Are we gonna do it? We're gonna do it. Drive-thru. Anyway, so now we're in Whataburger.
Drive-thru, okay?
I guess. Yeah. What do you want?
I'll have a
get some
money up. A flurry. What a flurry? No. What do they call that? A shake. A strawberry.
Let me just pay for it all. Then you guys just pay me back at the hotel.
Okay.
Or whatever.
I have a strawberry milkshake, a small one. How about you?
I want a medium strawberry.
Medium strawberry? I'll have a small strawberry. What are you guys getting?
Let me see what they have.
Let's see. Okay, we're going to have some desserts.
Oh, look, it says dessert. Don't forget dessert.
Don't forget dessert. Okay, we're now here at the Whataburger.
I bet their shake machine's broken. It always is. Chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry?
Strawberry small. Strawberry.
Strawberry small, strawberry medium.
I will have a strawberry small. Mike will have a strawberry medium. And what are you going to have?
Okay, we're going to order a bunch of shakes. We'd like a small strawberry shake, a medium strawberry shake.
A large strawberry shake.
And a medium chocolate shake.
Well,
that's for me. Anything
else, guys? Ruel, how about
Ruel? The large strawberries for Ruel.
Oh.
Okay, so you have four shakes, right?
Yeah. Out of the strawberries, I have
a bit.
Medium and one large.
Yep. Yep, perfect.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, medium strawberry,
A baby, thank a mama, you. And a papa shake.
Okay, guys, we're back. And we have somewhat of a breaking news from last night. We just found out Friday night, actually, that the Doogie Howser, what's his name again? Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris, right.
That he just came out.
Yeah.
He is the gay.
The gay?
He's the gay.
Yeah, in an interview with PeopleMagazine.com, and he's the quote they're using in the headlines is that he says, he's living as very contently as a gay man.
He is. Does he have a boyfriend? Or?
I'm not sure. He said he came out because of a bunch of rumors that were starting, a bunch of gossip about him. And I don't know what the gossip was or what the situation was or anything like that that spurred him coming out. I wonder if it didn't have anything to do with the guy on Grey's Anatomy coming out. I think his name is T.R. Knightley. I hope you don't get a whole bunch of emails from Grey's Anatomy's fan because I say the name wrong. But, in 2 weeks we had two people that are, seen by millions of people every day mm-hmm. come out and say that they're gay, and there has not been a firestorm of controversy. None of them have lost their jobs or been fired. And I think that's kind of interesting. I think that people like Ellen and other stars that have come out have made a difference in that matter.
Ellen's just been out for a long time.
Yeah, Ellen's been out for a very long time.
Yeah but Doogie Howser back in Manila, we really used to watch a lot of Doogie Howser.
Really?
Yeah, and we're just fascinated about him, a young kid being a doctor. And after that, years after, I think he's in science fiction as Starship Troopers, wasn't he?
Yeah, he is the evil, kind of like the evil, almost Nazi-like scientist.
Yeah.
That is doesn't he have like ESP
or
something?
Yeah, like psychic powers.
Right.
He's categorized like that. So
yeah.
That and Harold and Kumar.
He was very funny in Harold and Kumar. Yes.
Yeah.
And I know he's been on Broadway also in a revival of Sweeney Todd. Or something. He's a multi-talented person.
Yeah. But there in Harold and Kumar, he was touching girls' boobies.
Well, he is an actor, and I think that's another interesting thing about this. These last two guys that have come out play heterosexual men very convincingly on TV. Neil Patrick Harris is on How I Met Your Mother, and he plays a very womanizing, very male chauvinist pig, kind of a sexual, exploits women sexually. And this T.R. Knightley is I hope I'm saying his name right, on Grey's Anatomy is kind of a very shy straight guy, and hopefully we can maybe some barriers will be broken for people in the entertainment business mm-hmm. and stuff. What I always wonder is, does it make a difference beyond that Neil Patrick Harris come out? Is there some guy somewhere that's like, if Doogie Howser can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. Just like what happened to George Takei last year. Was it last year? Yeah, last year he came out.
Mm-hmm.
So what? I mean, I think everybody knew about it anyway. So that it really didn't affect anything. There's more publicity on their part. So
yeah, maybe a little publicity, but I think that being visible, because I'm in my 40s and. When I really? Was growing up, yes, I am. I know I don't look it, but when I was growing up, the only gay character that I saw at all was Billy Crystal on Soap, the old TV series Soap. He played a character named Jody, and that was the only character you saw that you didn't see it in movies, you didn't see it in magazines or film and stuff like that. And so I think that the young people that are growing up today are growing up with a very different attitude. They don't feel like they're the only one. They don't have to go, secretly maybe look up a book in the library or something like that to wonder about themselves, because it's in the media, it's out there. And I think I would think that the biggest impact would be there'd be a lessening of a feeling of isolation. Mm-hmm. Do you think so?
I think so. I mean, I don't think there's not much effect. I mean, I think it even helps them out. I mean, it more it makes them look better, I think, even if they really do come out. I mean, just like I guess now with Neil Patrick Harris coming out, I think he's better off doing what he wants, doing what he likes.
Do you think gay celebrities owe people a statement about their sexuality? Like, if you're a gay celebrity, do you owe it to your fans or to the gay community to come out? Or is it a personal decision for everybody still? Like a well-known singer on American Idol,
yeah,
that people have been speculating about.
Play again.
And it's not Justin Grani or whatever his name is. Right.
Yeah, I think it's a personal thing. Coming out is a personal thing that everyone has to do by himself alone. That's my opinion. Because just like me, when I came out to my mom last August, it's something that I decided for myself. I had a lot of practice, like I said before. I had a lot of practice, like telling my friends, telling classmates in high school and college. And now I came out to my mom and I feel more relaxed, just like a heavy burden off my shoulder. And it's a personal thing. And it's empowering. It feels good. I mean, I guess people in the show business should. It's good that they do it to them. It would. I think it would help them even their career. I'm not sure. Maybe. Maybe that it would help them get publicity.
when you come out to people or something like that, do you go so far as to explain your interest in the bear community?
Whenever I come out like that, whenever I talk to people, I haven't. Nobody really asked about my interests. I just came out. That part needs to sink in
to first,
them,
right?
For them first.
It's a series of steps, right?
Yeah. But then later on, probably after a few conversations, they would later on ask, so what kind of guys do you like? And they ask this usual question. If you're with a guy, are you the girl or the guy? They always ask that.
Yeah, you know, and you want to say, well, no matter what, I'm a guy. You know, no matter what you, you know, or... I understand what they're getting at, but yeah, you know, but it's kind of a weird question.
I was asked that, and I said, "Yeah, we're both men. We do, I guess. Yeah, that's this is what this is what I tell them.
Right.
We're both men. We don't want to be girls."
And yeah, you're not a transformer?
A transformer.
You know, you lock rings or something, and you I'm a girl. No, no.
Doesn't work that way.
Right, you're both guys. Have you noticed that in the mainstream media that they're talking more about that subcategory we call the bear community and stuff, that there are more references to it? I know there was a movie with Tracy Ullman that came out a while ago that had a couple of it was John Waters' movie.
Oh, John Waters, Dirty Shame.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, and it had some bear characters in it, right?
Oh yeah, the usual, and then. I have friends who have even chatted with those bears before.
Oh, really?
They know those guys personally, and yeah, they I think they are local to Maryland, and of course, Baltimore. Sorry,
Baltimore,
yeah.
Maryland.
Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, and they I think they're local to Baltimore, and as usual, John Waters only films in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I have friends who actually chatted with them, and I think those guys were even in. Some publication, some magazine they were interviewed before.
Right, I've read magazine articles in you know mainstream magazines about interviews with actors like James
Gandolfini
and John Goodman and they are aware that they are the object of much like Brad Pitt or other male celebrities. They're aware that they're kind of an iconic status. With certain members of the gay community, and I can't imagine that they would find it anything less than flattering.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know the interview I read with John Goodman. He was quite good humored about it, and thought of it was good natured.
He even did you get to watch that Normal Ohio? He played a gay big bear in. It's a very short. It was canceled after six episodes, I think. So
yes, I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember that show. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting. He tried to be, the kind of a butch bear or butch guy, butch gay guy,
right?
But it didn't take off.
No,
well, not at all. So, I didn't know.
I don't think I'd even watch it, actually, to tell you the truth. So. I know I didn't watch it when it was on, but I do think it's interesting that, you know, the more the media explores things, the more it comes out, and I think, you know, communicating these ideas and things to people does serve a purpose. I think it does. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice if you know, lately in the news we've had a lot of it's always the Republicans, if you'll notice, but a lot of, you know, supposedly conservative Republican people in the news for, you know, and the big revelation is that they're gay, like the president of the evangelical churches.
Yeah.
Now is facing allegations, and he's not been found guilty, you know, that he had bought drugs from a male prostitute and used the services of a male prostitute.
How about Mark Foley?
And Mark Foley, right. You know, and then, of course, there's always that age-old link between pedophilia and homosexuality, and that makes it very hard on people that, you know, gay men who are not trying to have email or cyber sex with some 16-year-old kid or something like that.
Anyway, okay, so we better wrap this up. We're going to go for fajitas very soon. So
Fajitas,
fine, okay. So any shout-outs on your side? Do you have anybody you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to Bruce and Mario. They should be on their way back from London, where they saw Wicked, like, I think twice or something. And Stonehenge in London. They went because Idina Menzel was in it. And they're coming back, and I wish them a safe trip back. And that's about it for now.
Okay. What are we going to shout out to? Probably, of course, I will shout out to my partner, Mike, who's in the other room right now.
Wake up, Mike.
Mike. Yeah, he's watching football, as usual. And we're here still distracted with the bear video.
It's a lovely nature video.
It's
about
so
grizzlies.
Romantic. A bear
grizzlies in the woods.
Bear. Oh, look at that. It's the bathroom.
Grizzlies in the woods, yes.
It's a steam room action, yeah, so. Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening. How can people contact you, or any website you have?
I do have a website. It's called ascentsapart.blogspot.com. And you can contact me through that, if you wish. And you can wade through my website if you'd like to. It's mainly just a collections of miscellanea that I find interesting that I found on the internet.
And you have a picture of something.
I have a very special picture, and it's a little quiz. if you find the picture, there's a small quiz attached to it, and the contents of the picture will be revealed.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say. That's my tagline there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably say something about the next episode. All right. So, thank you everyone for listening. You can email. You can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com and visit the website www.bearpodcast.com and voicemail line 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave a voice message and we'll play it in the show. Okay, so, do you have anything to say?
Good night and good luck.
Good night. Okay, thank you.
This has been very fun. Thank you, Maynard.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for joining me. And our invisible friend here. Hi. He's quiet. Yeah. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
I'm having some pork chops and eggs. What can you say, Mike?
Pork chops and applesauce.